On the other hand, has a TDS been present without a tornado? The answer is possibly, but very rarely. One such potential case occurred where a low CC bullseye was located within a rotational velocity couplet within high reflectivity in northern Georgia. The Weather Service sent out damage surveyors, but they were unable to find any significant tree damage. It is almost certain that this vortex was lofting light debris. The question is whether or not this vortex was strong enough to be defined as a tornado. However, it's also likely that the main culprit in some kind of false detection like this is when we have vortex signatures, low CC and low ZDR values that have been correlated with weak reflectivity inflow notches ahead of the pendant or hook echo. These associated vortex-like velocity signatures in some instances may have been a side lobe related, but we really are not quite sure what is going on here. We simply do not know the origin of these ghost-like vortex signatures. However, the low values of CC and ZDR are easily explained in the updraft inflow notch of many supercells.